Shasta County. Tired of filtered news? Welcome to Shasta Unfiltered, your trusted online newspaper for the North State. Straight facts on Reading politics, city council moves, local events, and the national stories that actually hit your wallet, like federal funding changes and job trends right here at home. No agenda, no paid spin disguised as news. Just honest reporting and the stories you need. Visit ShastaUnfiltered.com. Your community reported right.
Hi, this is Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. Have you been affected by some of the recent changes in business ownership here in Shasta and Tehama counties? These changes follow a national trend where national companies buy up locally owned small family companies and change the culture and staff and pricing of their product. That has occurred here in the North State also. Three locally owned propane companies have been purchased by large national companies. If you're like me and you prefer to deal with locally owned companies, you may be interested to know Shasta Gas Propane, which has been around for 28 years, now has the third generation working in the company. For locally owned, family operated service and care, give us a call at 530-365-3793. Thank you.
He still believes the American dream, to his last breath he'll always be a soldier.
Heard on great radio stations all across America. It's the National Defense.
Welcome to the National Defense. It's made possible by Ford, by the Home Depot, by T-Mobile, by Prevagen, by Warrior Project, and by Ondas Holdings, LLC. Managing the job just got easier with project planning tools from the Home Depot. Plan, order, and manage your projects in one place. Brought to you by the Home Depot.
Welcome back to the National Defense. It's Randy Miller and Rich Staropoli is with us. Rich is, he's been 25 years special agent with the U.S. Secret Service, holding supervisory positions within the New York field office. He's been on, Presidential Protective Division. I mean, he has, he's been doing it for quite a while. And, now, we're talking about celebrity crime scene Princess Diana, which is, coming up, tomorrow. On Fox and next day on Hulu, we're going to find out all about that. Rich, how are you?
I am doing very well this morning, sir, and I'd just like to give a word of shout out to all my brothers and sisters in arms that are making sure this country, this great nation, is safe all over the world.
Yeah, thank you so much for that. Hey, before we get into the Princess Diana, I just watched a little bit of coverage from you from last year's correspondence, National Correspondence Dinner, the president, and you came out and said the Secret Service got it wrong. They didn't do their job, right?
Well, partly, I don't think the advance was done properly there at the correspondence dinner, and I thought it was pretty clear on some of the other shows that I was on where I said, let's. That hotel, they call it the Hinckley Hilton for a reason, right? That's the hotel where John Hinckley shot President Reagan in 1981.
Oh, that's right.
And for the last 30 years, the Secret Service has had a number of visits, high-profile visits to that hotel, and they were sticking to the same, advanced work that they've done previously, not recognizing that the threat against President Trump and the administration has increased exponentially, and that requires a different way of thinking and different set of tactics to secure that facility.
Yeah.
Ultimately, that wasn't done, and that's what led to the events unfolding as they did.
Yeah, it was amazing to me that somebody had that kind of access to get into that room.
That's exactly right. And listen, ultimately, securing any venue is all about access. You've got to lock down and tighten up the access, especially when you're holding an event of that magnitude that's well publicized inside of an open venue with an open parking garage. You've got people above you and people below you, and nobody knew who these people were and who was coming and going. And that's a problem in itself.
We're talking to Rich Tarapoli here on the National Defense. And the new celebrity crime scene, Princess Diana, you're one of the investigators in this. What else can we find out about Princess Diana? I mean, this thing has been covered and recovered. Is there some new information?
Yeah, there sure is. So even though, look, it happened almost 30 years ago to the day. What we've done is, through the use of this cutting-edge 21st century tech, by the way, the likes of which hasn't been seen on the screen since, you know, Star Wars came out. This is super cutting edge. People are going to be blown away by the ability to recreate things in extreme granularity. But one of the things that's come out, which blows a lot of theories out of the water here, is the fact and the assumption that was made surrounding the driver of the vehicle for Princess Diana, a guy named Henri Paul. It's always it's always been taken as fact that Henri Paul was drunk. And we are here to tell you, and the viewers will see, and you'll see it firsthand, that Henri Paul was not drunk. The blood alcohol content tests that were taken, the carbon monoxide tests that were taken, were flawed. And that eventually comes out later on, and you'll see this. But had things progressed according to those tests, and had he been drunk to the levels at which people have just assumed he was for the last 30 years, this guy would never have been able to walk down the hallway in the hotel, certainly leave the hotel and get behind the wheel of that vehicle and drive down the road. And we will point all of that out, and you'll see firsthand how we reached that conclusion.
Hey, Rich, I'm drunk right now.
Well, so am I, which is how I get up this early to do these radio shows.
We're talking to...
You try traveling around for 25 years or something. See how much drinking you do.
We're talking to Secret Service Agent Rich Tarapoli here on the National Defense. Celebrity Crime Scene Princess Diana is on tomorrow, 8 o'clock Eastern, 7 Central on Fox, and the next day on Hulu. I'm reading books right now about James Bond. Okay. I don't know if you've read any of Ian Fleming's novels, but
sure.
I'm actually on Her Majesty's Secret Service. These are excellent books to read. I mean, of course, you've seen all the movies, but have you read any of those books?
I sure have. You picked the one that I like the best on Her Majesty's Secret Service.
Yeah.
You know, George Lazenby, I think, in his greatest film, right? On Her Majesty's Secret Service. The book is absolutely fantastic. As is the movie. I totally recommend that one.
That's so cool. Now, so when somebody comes along and offers you a project like this, like the Princess Diana, what kind of research, what kind of motivation, what kind of preparation do you need to do to be involved as an investigator?
Oh, listen, I poured over, you know, hundreds of pages worth of notes, and I, you know, followed up on all the photographs that were taken that were out there, publicly out there. But more importantly, I'm focusing on all the interviews, or lack of interviews, that were conducted, you know, back in the day by both the French police and the Scotland Yard responding authorities, because I want to paint as clear a picture of this as I possibly can. You know, I've read some books over the years and watched some TV shows. I've had, you know, some interest in what went on here, but I want to make sure that what I think actually happened is in fact what's out there. And what I found as this show developed is that what we thought was fact, a lot of these things weren't factual, and a lot of stuff that should have been presented never actually made it to the public forefront for any number of reasons. And we talk about all of those during the course of the hour of the show.
Well, now, what do we not know about the Secret Service? I mean, you've been involved in it for quite a long time. You know, and obviously we don't know much about the Secret Service, and we're not supposed to. What's the one thing that would really surprise us about the Secret Service?
Well, the biggest thing I think that surprises people is the attention to detail that the agents from the Presidential Protective Division will get into. We really do not leave any stone unturned when it comes to providing as secure an environment as possible for the President of the United States. You know, people used to ask me all the time, hey, do you actually have guys in the trees and you're moving mailboxes and in the ceilings and you're going, yeah, we go through everything because no agent ever wants to put himself in a position where not only is the president unsafe, but his fellow agents as well.
Yeah.
And the level of detail that goes into securing a site as part of the advance work, is at a level where, yeah, for the week or so leading up to a major event, there is no sleep. You will leave no stone unturned.
Right. Yeah, absolutely. And we're talking about the celebrity crime scene, Princess Diana, which is on tomorrow on Fox and next day on Hulu. Rich, you were nominated by the president to be the first presidentially appointed chief information officer for the Department of Homeland Security. Number one, congratulations. I mean, that's quite an achievement. What does that exactly mean?
Well, the chief information officer of the Department of Homeland Security manages and oversees all of the IT infrastructure for the department.
Wow.
That's 500,000 employees, 23 agencies, although it's 19 now. It was 23 when I was there. And it is the largest IT budget in the federal civilian sector. It's
wow.
Just about $8 billion.
How much?
And this is everything from $8 billion. That's a big number. A lot of zeros
yeah.
there.
Yeah.
People don't you don't realize how much money federal civilian employees control within the federal government.
Well, and now more than ever, right? I mean, we need it because with the cybersecurity and yep. the forces that are out there that are trying to infiltrate all of the internet situations in the United States, this has got to be the biggest effort ever, right?
It certainly is, and people don't realize that also under the domain of the CIO at DHS is the U.S. Emergency Communication System.
Hmm.
So when you're sitting at home in the middle of your favorite show and the TV screen goes blank and
right.
that tone comes up,
right.
and, boy, this is only a test, that comes from the Department of Homeland Security. We've got to make sure everything's working.
Wow. Yeah, I mean, I certainly respect that, and I thank you for your continued service, Rich. I can't wait to see this. This is going to be on tomorrow on Fox and the next day on Hulu. 8 Eastern, 7 Central, Celebrity yep. Crime Scene, Princess Diana. Rich, thanks for the time, man. Thank you for everything you're doing.
Thank you, sir, and stay safe as always.
We'll be right back here on the National Defense.
Since 2003, Wounded Warrior Project has helped post 9/11 veterans adjust back to civilian life. Through specialized programs, they begin healing their bodies and minds while regaining a sense of camaraderie. Learn more at woundedwarriorproject.org/possible.
Ford was built on the belief that the world doesn't get to decide what you're capable of. You do. So ask yourself, can you or can't you? Can you load up a Ford F-150 and build your dream with sweat and steel? Can you chase thrills and conquer curves in a Mustang? Can you take a Bronco to where the map ends and adventure begins? Whether you think you can or think you can't, you're right. Ready, set, Ford.
Sell your home the easy way. Pick the price, pick the date, and call Jack Barker, Real Estate.
Hey, all my friends in Redding and Shasta County. It's your friend Gary Lavox here of Rascal Flats. And the best part about touring is seeing amazing places like Redding or Shasta County. Fantastic people like my friend Josh Barker and Josh Barker Real Estate. The price is always right with Josh Barker because I think he's related to Bob Barker. Ha! See what I did there? Seriously, though, Josh offers more options than anyone else, and he can prove it. See for yourself at his website and check out his hundreds of five-star reviews. Josh Barker Real Estate helped over 9,000 families buy or sell a home just like yours. Josh Barker Real Estate only hires full-time experienced agents to work with you every step of the way. So remember,
sell your home the easy way. Pick the price, pick the date, and call Josh Barker Real Estate.
At Redding Heating and Air, we don't just promise fast service. We put our money where our mouth is. How does $500 in cold, hard cash sound?
Whoa, $500? Kelvin, are we serious?
Dead serious, young fella. If we don't have your new system installed within 72 hours of booking, we'll pay you $500 cash. You know, back in my day...
72 hours? Kelvin, can you even move that fast?
Anyway, that's the old-fashioned way of doing things, Chili. We respect a neighbor's time. We show up when we say we will, and we hustle until the job is done right.
It pays to use Redding Heating and Air. Restrictions apply. Visit reddingheatingair.com to schedule your 72-hour install today.
Don't wait. Let's get to work.
Redding Heating and Air. Old-fashioned service, modern-day solutions.
Only three came back. One was my dad, who served on the USS Boise, so which is a very famous ship back in World War II in mid-battle.
Right.
And so as a part of a military family, it's an honor to be joining you.
Well, thank you so much, Rick. I appreciate that. And this is fascinating. Your career, to me, is very fascinating. You've got what I would call a dream job, because I know when QVC first came around, that was, you know, every radio DJ in America wanted to be a QVC host. And now you've been there for, 32 years, I think?
Yeah, in October it'll be 32 years. I love that you said that, because some of the former hosts, I host on HSN right now, Suzanne Runyon, she came from radio. A lot of great hosts came from radio and journalism and acting backgrounds into what was a new medium. It's a new uncharted territory, if you will. It started in 1986, and that's the focus of the four-part documentary. It's four parts, and it encompasses, Randy, 1986 to 1996, first 10 years, 96 to 2006, the third episode just dropped, 2006 to 2016, and then the fourth episode will drop October 13th of this year. And it's a trip back in time.
Yeah.
It's humble roots, but the one thing that's kept us going is this commitment to our customers, to being sincere and live. And you know this, you're in radio and live and unscripted. And things happen, unexpected things happen, and you gotta roll with the punches, as you know.
Right, right. And I love, the fact that when the QVC first came out, the first person I think ever to find out about it was my mother. And, I would imagine that this documentary production is basically funded by her entirely.
First of all, before we go on, what was her name? She's around. What's her name?
Yeah, Jackie Miller. And there was actually another Jackie that I wanted to ask you about that I worked with in radio, named Jackie James. And Jackie James, I think, for a while, was either on QVC or HSN.
Jackie was formerly Jackie Gonzalez.
Yes, Jackie Gonzalez. That's right. Absolutely.
You're spot on.
She was my news person.
And thanks. Oh, that's wonderful. And thanks to that other Jackie, your mom. What did she like to shop for, if you don't mind? Was it fashion?
Anything.
Jewelry? Was it everything?
It was anything shiny. It was always jewelry. She was very good at, she didn't drop subtle hints. She would just call me and say, this is the thing that I want now. And so we, immediately to QVC. And how did you get started? I know you've got a theater background, don't you, Rick?
Yeah, theater background. I was in L.A. I left the great state of Minnesota to go to Hollywood. I was one of those guys, you know, who was in, like, the horror movies and, like, Evil Dead 2 and did guest spots on St. Elsewhere and shows like that. And I was between jobs in 1994, and that's how I kind of got my start. But let me tell you this, that when it comes to this four-part documentary series, Randy, we would not be here if it wasn't for Jackie. We would not be here if it wasn't for these customers. And in the early days, and we talk about this in part one of the documentary series, Kathy Levin, the original host, talks about it. There were a lot of shopping networks that were kind of like bells and whistles, and, you know,
right,
kind of one and done. You shop there one time, you never came back. And the reason we have been around for so long and so connected with our customers are people like Jackie, who decided to come back. They had connections with the hosts. Like Jackie probably, if she was around in 94, starting when I started, she probably knew my kids' names.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
That's the other thing I wanted to talk to you about, Rick. We're talking to Rick Dohmeyer here of the National Defense, the 40th anniversary of QVC and the documentary that is out now. There, you're exactly right. That connection, and you are much more than a salesperson. You're much more than a host. You're somebody that people connected with and continue to connect to every single day. And I'm sure. I mean, do you look at yourself as more of a salesperson or more of an entertainer or kind of a combination?
Oh, love that question. You're good. You should have your own radio show. You're good. Have you ever considered it? You're good. Wait a minute. How about if I do your job for a day and you come and you be a QVC host and you can define that?
Exactly.
Good stuff.
But it is kind of both, right?
It's a lot of things in one. You're absolutely right. If you go too hard on the sales part, You're not connecting. And yet, you can't just sit there and say hello. You know what I mean? You got to know the product. You got. I used to have to know everything there was to know about a VCR. You know,
right?
When it was 2012, that was my job to tell her how to program that thing, and computers and jewelry. And I knew nothing when I started. And you know, one of the things that's really amazing about the job, and that's in the documentary as well, this 4-part documentary that's available on the streaming service called QVC Plus, is that they send you around the world to learn about things, Brandy.
Really?
I studied gold. I studied gold in Italy. I studied cuckoo clocks back in the day when we had Oktoberfest celebrations in the Black Forest of Germany. I went to Basel, Switzerland to study watches. They want you to bring true credibility when you're on the air. And over time, you just start to pick it up, you know?
Right.
I'm not the sharpest tool in the QVC shed, but you just start to know it after a while, you know?
And now, I would imagine that level of fame, too, Rick, if you're just out somewhere, if you're out at a restaurant or you're out in your community, people recognize you, I'm sure, and do they come up and talk to you?
No, I'll tell you what it is. This is the level of worldwide fame that I have, okay? I'm in an airport and getting ready to board a plane, and nobody could care less, right, of who I am. And then there's, like, these three ladies that are they're getting ready as well, and they come up to me.
Oh, yeah.
And they know me and my wife. And they're saying, how are Nick and Josh doing? I saw, you know.
Wow.
Yeah, and then you know what they inevitably do? They always show me what they're wearing.
Oh, yeah, of course.
This is from Joan Rivers back in the day. And I still have this Dennis Basso top.
That's
and I'm wearing Susan Gray pants right now. Because they're shoppers, they're connected. And it's never a fame thing. It's more of a friend. It's an immediate
Yeah, I can see that.
Hug.
I could see. I mean, I've just met you, and I feel like I need to buy something from you already.
We do. I'm not pushing it on you, Randy, but we do offer the easy payment plan and a 30-day unconditional money-back guarantee.
Okay, I got to ask you this now, Rick, and I'm sure it's in the documentary. What is the craziest thing that live TV brought to you by doing this? What is crazy thing
that
happened?
I started a small fire in the kitchen. I slashed my finger one time with a slicer and dicer.
Ah.
I know you probably have heard about the Tony Bratton little viral thing that happened recently. The wildest thing that ever happened to me, do we have time? Because it's a 30-second story.
Sure.
I was selling the Amazon Echo with my friend Brett when it first came out. It was a phenomenon. You know where you tell Alexa to do things, right?
Right,
we all
right.
know it. And they had a new skill where you could order Domino's pizzas. Hey, and I said on the air with my loud, booming, over-the-top voice, Alexa, order 5 pepperoni pizzas from Domino's. My voice went through the TV speakers in people's homes and caught their device and ordered pizzas. And 45 minutes later, pizzas showed up at people's homes. And these poor women were like, I didn't order the pizza. Rick ordered the pizza. And the poor pizza delivery guy, like, I just got the pizza here, lady. What do you want me to do? That actually happened.
That's so good. That's so good. I can't wait to see this documentary. Rick, it's such a pleasure to talk to you, man. Thank you so much for the time and continued great success.
Thank you for the service that you guys do, Randy. I really appreciate you.
We'll be right back here on the National Defense.
5,000 dollars. That's the average amount of money people in the U.S. are now spending on gas in a year. 5 grand. That's crazy. If you drive, you have to download Upside, the free app that gives you cash back for buying gas. That's right. You can earn cash back with Upside just for buying the gas you're already buying. You can literally start earning cash back today.
I use Upside, and just last year, I made nearly $300.
You're putting gas in your car anyway. Why not get cash back? If you like extra cash, download Upside.
I'm saving the cash I earn from using Upside to help pay for a vacation later this year.
Download the free Upside app now to earn cash back when you fill your tank. Use promo code FREEDOM to get an extra 25 cents per gallon on your first tank. You can cash out anytime, right to your bank or a gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code FREEDOM. for a 25 cents per gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code FREEDOM for a 25 cents per gallon bonus.
You're listening to KCNR 96.5 FM at 1460 AM, your talk radio. Online at KCNR1460.com.
Hey neighbors, have you ever wondered where you can find a store that truly feels like home? Well, look no further. Grange Co-op has been community-focused since 1934, and guess what? We're not just a store, we're owned by customers just like you. Yep, that's right, it's all about community here. So why choose Grange Co-op? When you shop with us, you're not just supporting a store, you're supporting a community. Grange Co-op has what you need for your home, garden, pets, and farm. Grange Co-op, where the values of yesterday meet the needs of today.
Looking for work? O2 Employment Services has been working with local job seekers for the past 20 years. If you're tired of uploading your resume and getting no response, it's time to let O2 help you find that perfect position. Oh, and by the way, you pay absolutely nothing for our service. If you'd like our help, head on over to our website at o2es.com, click apply now, and complete our online application. We have connections with over 600 local businesses. Once we have your information and understand what you're looking for, we can introduce you to all the positions you may wish to consider. We currently have over 100 available positions, and we would love to match you with the one you're looking for. O2 Employment Services, the North State's leading staffing agency. Give us a call at 530-223-4674. That's 530-223-4674. Or visit us online at o2es.com.
This is Colonel Danny Gilman, the host of Front Lines of Freedom, the nation's largest military news and talk radio show. We address the most pressing issues facing the security of our nation, our armed forces, our veterans, and their families. Please join us every Saturday morning from 6 to 8 on 96.5 FM and 1460 AM KCNR, your talk radio show.
The 45th Annual Honeybee Festival is happening Saturday and Sunday, September 26th and 27th at the Bishop Quinn Community Center at 21,893 Old 44 Drive in Palisadro. Admission is free! And we'd like to thank our main sponsor, Roof Savers. Enjoy a craft fair featuring local businesses and vendors, live music, delicious food, the NorCal Antique Tractor and Engine Parade, along with the live Bee Beer Demonstration. Start your morning off with a $10 pancake. Pancake breakfast served from 8 a.m. until 10:30 a.m. both days. The festival runs Saturday from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. and Sunday from 8 a.m. to 3:30 p.m. Proceeds benefit Palisadro Park. Don't miss the buzz at the 45th Annual Honeybee Festival, September 26th and 27th at Bishop Quinn Community Center. Admission is free. A small parking fee applies. And special thanks to our main sponsor, Roof Savers.
Welcome back to the National Defense. It's Randy Miller, and Mo Gilligan is with us, a British stand-up comedian, and he's got a great new documentary out on Netflix called Big Chicken, a fast food conspiracy that's out now, and he joins us here in the National Defense. Mo, how you doing?
Yeah, I'm very well, thank you. I'm very well, so yeah, thanks for having me. I appreciate that.
Listen, don't ruin chicken for me, okay? Have you always loved chicken? Because when I think of England and you think more of fish and chips, but I didn't know that the chicken industry was also huge there.
Yeah, you know, it's huge in the UK and all over the world. You know, we try to show that light on top of how big, fried chicken is just globally around the world. If you're talking, you know, China, Japan, South Africa, we really shed a light on how big just fried chicken in general, is. And I guess, you know, I've had that question a lot. People say, I love it. Don't spoil it for me. And I'm not here to spoil it, but I just feel like we all need to know a little bit more information about it. And I feel like that, hopefully, fingers crossed, can help everyone.
Well, it's so interesting. So 28 days, you first of all, you went to the Deep South, and I grew up in the Deep South, so I can – you're exactly right. That's where to go if you're going to eat chicken for 28 straight days. Every meal was fried chicken for you. How many days in did that seem to be a bad idea?
Oh, I'd probably say about 10 days in. You know, the first day, if you watch the piece, the first day was great. I was
I saw that.
Netflix really want to pay me for this. You know, I was like, it was great. I wasn't really naive and being like, well, this will be quite easy. I don't think this is going to be a very hard challenge to do. And I didn't see it as a challenge, but I did see it as like, well, I'm going to eat this through breakfast, lunch, and dinner. But, you know, in the piece, about 10 days in, it starts to get real. You know, when you have it with a coffee and, you know, I think like sometimes your body is also screaming for a healthier option, you know, whether that might be some fruit, an oat bar, which is normally what I have. But knowing you have to eat it again and again, it starts to, it gets boring, but eating the food is never hard because it always tastes quite nice. but I'd say probably at 10 days in, it started to get real and I was kind of enjoying it a lot less, mainly due to how I felt afterwards. You know?
We're talking to Mo Gilligan here in the National Defense's new Netflix documentary, Big Chicken, a Fast Food Conspiracy. And it's funny, I did a crazy morning radio show in Atlanta for a few years, and there was actually a location, there was a landmark there in Atlanta near Marietta, Georgia, and it was a giant chicken. And it was a chicken place.
Oh, wow.
And so that was the landmark that everybody would tell you, okay, so you go to the Big Chicken, you take a left, and you know, that kind of a thing. And so when I saw the documentary named Big Chicken, it took me back there for a little bit. What was the best chicken that you tried? And I saw the beginning of the piece, of the documentary. There was a place called Morley's, was that in London?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so Morley's is in London. Morley's is a smaller, fried chicken chain that we have in the UK. I guess in America, it's interesting because you guys have so much choice here. But it's weird. Saying what my favorite was, because it's like naming your favorite supervillain.
Right. Right. Like, yeah, exactly.
You know, it's like, who's my favorite? Magneto. Or, you know, so, it's a tricky one. But what I would say is, you know, I went to the South, I went to Alabama, I went to Mississippi, New Orleans. There is something about Southern hospitality I never really experienced. You know, I got to have, you know, fried chicken in Houston at a church. It was the one meal I had to bring the challenge that was home cooked. And it's not a chain, but having it home cooked with, you know, cornbread on a Sunday with collard greens and beans.
Sure.
It felt so wholesome. I felt like I had a real Southern experience, you know.
That's funny.
Yeah, it was something I'd never forget.
I'm sure you went to Chick-fil-A. I'm sure you went to Popeye's. And Popeye's for me is the dirty little secret. Like I can go out and have Popeye's for lunch one day and not say that to my wife or anyone, because I don't know. I just kind of felt like you described it as feeling dirty, you know, eating chicken in the morning.
Yeah.
But did you go to a Popeye's?
Oh, we went everywhere. You name it, I've probably been there in America, 100%. Because I was over here for about maybe 2.5 weeks. So whether it was your more kind of local chains, or whether it was some of the mass big companies, I went absolutely everywhere. I've had my fair share of fried chicken over here and in the UK. I think, it's quite interesting because a lot of people say to me, oh, you know, you still going to eat, you know, chicken again, or what's your favorite? I think chickens don't want to see me coming anytime soon. You know, when they see my face, they're like, oh, not this guy again. But I think, you know, for a lot of people, it is their, you know, their cheat meal, their secret meal,
right,
the thing that they have in the car that is easy to hold. You know, chicken sandwich, let's be honest, you're eating it in the car, you know, you're eating in the car, maybe some wings. there is a feeling of that, that, you know, you've probably had since, you know, childhood that feels very natural. And for a lot of people, that is a very normal experience as well, eating the food. You know, the greasiness, that's something that people like, whether it's the drumsticks, whether it's the, I want a flat or a drum. I guess we all have our opinions of fried chicken. I think that's what makes it so popular
right.
at the same time.
Yeah, we're talking to Mo Gilligan here. The National Defense is a Netflix documentary, Big Chicken, a Fast Food Conspiracy. And so for 28 days, breakfast, lunch, and dinner, fried chicken, and not going to the gym. I mean, just that kind of a lifestyle would have to wear on you. And I'm about halfway through the documentary. I can't wait to see what happens. There was another documentary years ago where a guy did this. I think he just did all fast food. It wasn't just one category. It was just all all fast food.
Supersize Me? With
Yes, absolutely. Yes. And so I would imagine the same kind of thing happens with you in this documentary.
Yeah, not to give it away, but the effects are quite drastic is probably the best way I could I could really describe it. Like anyone watching this film, I am going to put on a bit of weight. I think that's quite evident.
Sure.
But I guess some of those findings by some of the best leading scientists and experts in the world that we feature in this as well. They give an amazing insight of what this food does to you, as well as, you know, what's happening outside, but also inside, which I think is really important to anyone that likes, you know, this food. Or even if you don't eat this food, I think the knowledge is still quite useful to have as well. You know?
Yeah.
And because some people live a very healthy lifestyle and have removed themselves from eating meat. So I think there's a lot to unpack, as well as me eating food. We try our best to cover as much as we can with, you know, the industry of chicken, but also fried chicken.
Well, and you talk also in a piece about whoever discovered that you could eat wings, chicken wings, is a genius. And I thought that before too. And not only wings, but what is a nugget? You get your nugget, you get your wings, every part of the chicken just about you can hang your hat on. But I think you also go to some processing plants and kind of get in the deep dark world of chicken slaughter, right?
Yeah, you know, I think it's really important that people understand that where their chickens come from. And, you know, it's one thing to have, you know, your wings and whatever piece of the chicken you like. But there's also people that, you know, work in some of these big factories that have to process this food as well.
Right.
And the people that have to catch, you know, the chickens for them to be processed. And I think that's really important that you show every aspect of this film, one way a food comes from. And it is sometimes uncomfortable for some people to see, because if you like something, you don't want to see
right
side to it. Sometimes you can be quite blind to it as well. But I think it was really important for us to show that there are people at, you know, the ground level that have to process this chicken,
right,
you know,
right,
and they're on the assembly lines and the conditions that they face as well. You know, we really wanted to show as much as we can, you know, with this film, and show how big this industry is. It's a lot bigger than just a chicken wing or a drumstick.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. I cannot wait to see the rest of this new documentary, Big Chicken, a Fast Food Conspiracy. Mo, thanks for unveiling or pulling the curtain back on a lot of this stuff, and continued great success, man.
Thank you very much, and thanks for your time. I really appreciate that.
We'll be right back here in the National Defense. Ondas Autonomous Systems is the U.S. leader in drones and autonomous systems for national and international defense, homeland security, law enforcement, and emergency responders. The company's best-in-class AI-driven drone platforms are deployed globally to protect and secure sensitive locations, populations, and critical infrastructure. Ondas is dedicated to supporting our military, providing a layer of security and safety for our troops, both at home and on the front lines. To learn more about their mission, their technologies, or careers at Ondas, visit ondas.com.
Oh, forget something for your project? We've got you. at HomeDepot.com. Get fast, free delivery on millions of items for whatever you're working on, same day or next day. We bring what you need, and you bring it to life. Get fast, free delivery only at the Home Depot. How doers get more done. Order select in stock items by 4 p.m. subject to availability.
Hey, let me tell you about our friends at Norwegian Cruise Line. They truly are a military-friendly company. They have a military appreciation program that was created for veterans, by veterans, with a mission to deliver amazing vacations for active-duty military, veterans, and their families. The program includes a 10% discount off all cruises, plus special onboard experiences, and is combinable with current NCL promotions. So military families can get the most out of their R&R at the best value. Register today at ncl.com/military. Norwegian Cruise Line, ships registry the Bahamas and USA. Restrictions apply.
The following statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
The human brain is truly incredible. It has 100 billion neurons, surpassing even the most powerful supercomputers. And it controls our thoughts, our emotions, and everything we do. And Prevagen is designed to help keep it amazing. Prevagen also believes that good daily habits are a powerful part of any routine. Exercising regularly, eating well, getting good quality sleep, staying mentally active, and staying connected with friends and family are all great for your brain. And that's why so many people choose Prevagen, because it can help supplement those good habits, working alongside your daily routine to give your brain the care it deserves. Prevagen is powered by apoaquarin, originally discovered in jellyfish and designed specifically for your brain. Because when your brain is at its best, you can continue doing what you love with confidence. Try Prevagen for your brain today.
Hey, T-Mobile recognizes the unwavering dedication and sacrifice of those who serve, have served, and the families who stand beside them. T-Mobile is committed to keeping military families connected through every PCS deployment and homecoming on America's best network. And they're proud to support hiring initiatives for veterans and spouses, strong partnerships with military organizations, and ongoing community investments that make a difference. Learn more at T-Mobile.com/military. Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speed Test Intelligence Data 2H2025.
Thanks to generous community support, Wounded Warrior Project has helped post-9/11 veterans and their families since 2003. Through no-cost physical and mental health services, legislative advocacy, career assistance, and life skill training, we're there every step of the journey.
It's possible to feel understood,
to get support when it's needed most.
And now I know anything is possible.
And we're just getting started. Learn more at woundedwarriorproject.org/possible.
Kick off your Monday with our county's key stories. Tune in to KCNR at 6:35 a.m. for the Town Hall Brief during the Sue McClain News Hour. Known for its unbiased reporting, the Town Hall Brief offers crisp, local-only updates and lively discussions that matter to the community. Have a tip? Email townhallbriefs@gmail.com or connect via socials at Town Hall Brief on linktree.com to send a message. The Town Hall Brief, the trusted source for Shasta County News, Monday mornings at 6:35 on KCNR.
Have you stopped into Harmony yet? We'd love to welcome you in. We've thoughtfully curated brands we truly love, from Lululemon, Vuori, Free People Movement, to The Upside, alongside beautiful home goods, clean body care, candles, gifts, and everyday pieces you'll reach for again and again. We believe shopping should feel inspiring, not overwhelming. Come slow down, explore, and discover something you didn't know you needed. We're located in the heart of downtown Reading on California Street between Curated and Theory Coffee, right next to Organic Pilates. We can't wait to welcome you into Harmony.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wynn Carpenter and Terry Raposa and Janet Chandler. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archive link.
Come out and play. Have you seen the bill? We all have to pay. The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
A message from Todd with Reading Online Marketing.
Here's the truth. Your competitors aren't smarter and they aren't better. Their marketing is.
Reading Online Marketing has years of experience and results backed by real data to put you on top. For maximum impact, ask about exclusive KCNR radio and digital marketing packages. Put your business everywhere your customers are.
We are local and can answer all your questions. Call me at 530-378-4060 or visit readingonlinemarketing.com.
This is Carl Bott
and Ted Leidy.
We want to invite you to our show, Man Up, the fourth Thursday of each month, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Man Up, 6 to 7 p.m., where we explore the lost art of being a man.
Spirits, cigars, and hit the ground running when you get up in the morning. That's what Man Up's going to be about.
Oh, don't forget motorcycles, guns, and hard work every day.
And those things that men talk about when women aren't around.
That's right. Even cooking sometimes.
Even cooking sometimes. People, places, and things.
Serving your family, your community, and your country.
Man Up, fourth Thursday of each month from 6 to 7 p.m. right here on Free Fire Radio.
Fan like the rest of us.
Well, getting my professional start during the Graceland tour, I'm a huge fan of Paul's and grateful for that opportunity way back when in the 1980s. And where, you know, my professional path has led me to be able to write a book at this point to help celebrate the 40th anniversary of this incredible album, you know, which was such a joyful explosion of music in the 90s. That really was the inspiration for focusing this book on that one album.
And it's so revealing, some of this stuff about Paul Simon. He's, you know, he's led a pretty private life, and you don't know much about him except for his writing and his great lyrics. But you say he was 84. He was kind of at a professional and personal crossroads, huh?
Well, in 1984, yeah, he was. You know, his marriage to Carrie Fisher, his second marriage, was falling apart. The last album he had done called Hearts and Bones hadn't done so well. So he was sort of looking for new inspiration, new ideas. The rest of the world, you know, the music world had kind of written him off.
Right.
That, you know, he was over the hill.
42. And so what led him to, I guess he went to Johannesburg, right?
That's right. What led him to South Africa was a cassette. And, you know, we're talking about the format of the 1980s.
Sure.
This was how people shared music. It was the era of the mixtape. And so much so that, you know, their Hollywood movies would use it as a plot point, you know. And someone gives him this bootleg cassette of Township Jive, was the description of the style. And he just falls in love with it. And he's driving in the car many hours to get to, you know, his home. And he, you know, no distractions. 1980s, you didn't have the internet. You didn't have cell phones. No one's calling him. You're focused on the music. And he starts to invent lyrics to match the rhythm of this incredibly vibrant music. And he kind of returns to his roots, because as he would say in the liner notes of the album, it returned him to that charge, that electricity that he felt when he first discovered rock and roll in his teen years. Elvis, Little Richard, doo-wop, Everly Brothers, etc.
Yeah, and I got to see him perform with the Everly Brothers one time, and I want to say it was Iowa, and it was the reunion of Simon and Garfunkel, and the Everly Brothers were there. And, man, he definitely acted like he was having a time of his life performing with the Everly Brothers, but just to have that combo of a show, wow, that was incredible.
Randy, consider me officially jealous. I wish I witnessed that, man.
Oh, man.
That never happened on the Graceland tour, but what I witnessed, you know, working on the Graceland tour was this incredible, these moments when audiences and artists were celebrating the moment together in a way that I had never experienced. And that was my start in the business. So I feel very lucky to have experienced that.
I never saw
the Everly Brothers.
Oh, my gosh. We're talking to Ashley Codd here in the National Defense, his new book, Days of Miracle and Wonder, Paul Simon and the Trials and Triumphs of Graceland. And, all of this backstory stuff, Ashley, is so fascinating to me because I can remember, I've got every Paul Simon album, I think, ever. And, I can remember that period of wondering, is Paul Simon done? And then, so this album comes out, and it was such a departure, which you kind of expect from Paul Simon, right? Because he likes to jump around like that. And this thing, multiple Grammys, selling 16 million records, and spawned a 5-year worldwide tour, which also took, the band that he found, with him, on tour, right?
Absolutely. I mean, that's what was really the departure for him was he said, I not only want to collaborate with the musicians on this cassette, this music that I'm hearing right now, I want to work with them. I want to tour with them.
Wow. That's pretty. And what was their reaction? Were they just like, of course?
Well, you know, first of all, he did reach out to the music. He heard from the Musicians Union, the collective in South Africa. And of course, this was at the height of apartheid. So there was sort of like stepping into a political minefield. But they opened the door and they said, no, we want you to come and work with us. Randy, it was life changing for them, especially that vocal group, Ladies with Black Bombazo.
Oh, sure.
They are still touring around the globe because of what Graceland, how it impacted their own career.
Wow.
It gave them an identity. It gave them an awareness. I introduced them to the world, and they are still touring.
Wow. Yeah, we're talking to Ashley Codd here in the National Defense, Days of Miracle and Wonder, Paul Simon and the Trials and Triumphs of Graceland. And everything going on during the recording of this and in the world and in his own personal life, when this finally came out and he started on tour with these guys, did that kind of right his boat also?
Yeah, there was that question of like, if you're going to work with artists who are suffering under apartheid, black musicians in South Africa, aren't you going to clearly state that your anti-apartheid position and put that in the lyrics? And he was sort of taken to task for doing his songs in the way that he does his songs and not being clear. But every show that he did, there were huge statements against apartheid, against the South African government for having this evil system in place. And at the end of every show, all the musicians would come to the lip of the stage and collectively sing Nkosi Sikelel' Afrika, which was the anti-apartheid anthem, which had been banned in South Africa.
Oh,
you know?
Wow.
So the statement was clear as to where Paul sat, where all the musicians sat on that political issue.
I went to see Paul Simon's first retirement show about a year and a half ago, and now I understand he's back touring again.
Yeah, quote unquote retirement.
Right.
For any musician who has that much music flowing through them, overflowing, even, you know, I don't see how Paul could ever sit still. I mean, he was made to be on that stage and sharing his music with the world.
Yeah. Well, the book is out now, Days of Miracle and Wonder. Ashley, thanks so much for the time, man. I can't wait to read this.
I hope you enjoy it, and I hope it leads you back to the music, Randy.
We'll be right back here in the National Defense.
Whoa.
Wesley Financial Group is not a law firm.
Do you feel embarrassed, trapped, maybe even ashamed just because you own a timeshare? Well, I'm here to tell you you're not alone. Chuck McDowell here, the timeshare cancellation guy. I get over 3,000 complaints a week from all kinds of folks that feel the same way you do. Honest people, teachers, veterans, grandparents, all losing sleep over a timeshare they can't get rid of. That's why 15 years ago, I founded Wesley Financial Group to help people take their lives back. Today, I run Wesley with my two sons, a real family business, treating every client and every employee like we would want our own family to be treated. That mindset has helped us cancel over 50,000 timeshares from people just like you. So if you're stuck in a timeshare, give us a call. Let our family help your family.
Call Wesley now for your free timeshare exit kit. 800-330-6363. That's 800-330-6363. 800-330-6363.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.